722, Illinois State Representative David Freese, 116th District. Hey, David, how are you?
I'm well, Tom.
You know, I said 116th, and the reason why I said that is, with this remap, would you remain in the 116th, or would your district change?
Well, my district's going to change in two respects. One, it's going to be renumbered. It's going to become the 115th, and they do make some changes around the edges for the district.
And those districts are always kind of important, the edges. What do you think about this? What do you think about the map and how it affects you?
It's unfortunate that we had to go through the process that we did, a partisan map done, behind closed doors without any input from anybody. On the Republican side, in addition, using the ACS data as opposed to census data. But the map itself, it is what it is, and I'll deal with it, and I'll campaign within the district they drew me.
You know, one of the reasons I made that stipulation about your district as well, the way I understand this is you have one power plant, Baldwin, inside your district now, but that would change with the remapping, and a second power plant would be included, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, the Lively Grove power plant will be drawn in.
All right, so Lively Grove, that's Prairie State?
Yes.
So you got Prairie State and Baldwin?
Yep. I have those two plants in my district. Well, the new district.
The proposed district, we'll call it this at this point, because there could be some changes, courts and things along that line. We'll get to that, because the item I wanted to talk to you was these ideas that were floated in the House last week. No legislation, but you can tell when they're trying to run something up the flagpole and see if anybody will salute. And this power plan, this energy bill, and some of the proposals that we're hearing that would be included in it would cause some significant damage in your district.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, any power plant that they want to shut down, either coal or gas, is going to have an impact via tax revenue. A good example in my district, Baldwin Power Plant, there's at least six taxing bodies that are tied with that. And the Randolph County is where that lies. And Randolph County is not flush with cash. So give an example, mental health board. Okay, they get an annual revenue off of that about $18,000. The county itself, anywhere about $200,000 plus. SWCC, which is a local college town here, they get $180,000. Okay, and everybody's talking about mental health and education. So there's two that are going to get hit really hard. Ambulance service. Everybody, when they call 911, they want an ambulance to show up. There's $8,000 there that's going to be lost. Road district, who doesn't want good roads within their district? You're talking about probably anywhere in the neighborhood of $180,000 that the local road district is going to lose. And finally, local school road. Now, here where Baldwin is, that tax revenue goes to Redbud, okay, because the kids in Baldwin go to Redbud School District. So a loss of income right there, $1.2 million.
Wow.
Okay. Right. That is an estimated 30% of that school district's budget gone. Everybody needs to stop and think about the impact that closing these plants have on our local economy. Not only that, we've got 130 families that work out of there. And one day they're done. They're gone. That plant is owned by Vistra, I believe. So what's going to happen to those 130 families? We really need to stop, slow down, take a breath, and look at the economic impact of shutting these coal plants down.
When I listen to you, Illinois State Representative David Freese, 116th District, when I hear from you, David, is you've got a group of people that want to plan for the future, climate change, but they don't have any plan on how to deal with their decisions on how to deal with climate change, whether it's taxing, what those revenues and the role these power companies play on an economic level, but also the role they play on making sure you can turn the heat on and the AC on when you want it, baseload and generating capacity. I don't see a solid plan to deal with it. Only hypotheticals that we can do this or we can potentially do this.
I agree with you 100%, because that facility right now, it's a 180-megawatt facility, Baldwin Power Plant is. Okay? Now, I, I'm, I'm not an economist, I'm not a scientist, but I can tell you that it's going to take a lot of solar panels to replace a 180 megawatt unit, okay? It just plain and simple. It cannot be done overnight. And in addition, you know, rain or shine, that facility is going to put out electricity. That is not the case when it comes to solar panels and wind. Again, nothing against, if you want to call them renewables, green energy, whatever you want to call them, I'm not opposed to them, but it's got to be thought out, planned out, so that when I turn the switch on, when I come into my office this morning, or when I go home and I bump the heat up or turn the air on, I want that to work. You know, look at California right now. Why are they in the shape that they're in, where they're having brownouts and blackouts? Well, it's because their irrational push towards renewables. They didn't stop and think about what they were doing and the impact on their grid. They didn't think it through.
And then you got Texas. What happened when you don't have your own generating capacity and you haven't made the right deal for buying the power? When I spoke with some other experts, and I'm hoping to have one join me tomorrow from Prairie State Energy Campus, I've got, a guest who's going to be joining me that I was directed to by from the Coal Association, who supposedly knows about all this. What I, in my preliminary work, I kind of look at that as my wallet. And when the outcome on this, because people need to continue to make payments on building the power plant we're no longer using while finding power somewhere else, I can hypothetically see our power bills literally double to cover the problems and prices from this decision-making.
Oh, yeah, because that unit, is, like you mentioned, it's not paid for now. You know, that's my understanding, it's paid for by bonds, and there's municipalities within the state of Illinois that are on the hook for that. Redbud is one. You know, I got a list a couple weeks ago of everybody that's going to be on the hook for Prairie State, and if they shut that down, that still has to be paid for. Somebody needs to foot that bill, and even absent that, my understanding what they're pushing now, your energy bill, my energy bill, is going to go up anywhere from $3 to $7-$8 a month at a minimum.
All right,
you know.
I wonder about something, David. I wonder when I read some of this stuff and listen to some of the other speakers, whether our reaction to what was proposed is an alarmist stance. Do you believe we're being alarmist right here, you and I today? Are we being alarmist, David?
No, I mean, factually, this is what's going to happen. I don't think we're being alarmist, because we can look at what they've done in California, okay? It would be one thing if we didn't have anything to compare what everybody's trying to do. My preference is, you know, stop, take a breath, don't make irrational decisions. You know, if you have a plant that is 1,800 megawatt facility, somebody, you know, put it on paper, say, okay, this is how we replace that 1,800 megawatts. This is how we do it. And you've got to show me evidence that you can replace that, either wind, solar, battery, backup, whatever the case may be. And then, for me, I want to know, okay, if the sun doesn't shine, if the wind doesn't blow, how are you going to replace that? You know, because, again, I want my air to come on. I want my heat to come on. I want my lights to come on. I don't want to sit in the dark for 3 hours because we have rolling blackouts.
Especially if you're running a power plant where you're making auto parts and you have expectations and those parts need to go out the door tomorrow. How do you run a factory?
Oh, and that's, I mean, and I've got, you know, some light industry here in my district, and I know that I haven't looked at their power bill, but I guarantee it's bigger than mine. And they, scientifically, we do not have the battery storage to run that facility at this point in time. They just use a lot of energy, and right. And I'm okay with that, because they pay their bill and they employ. They've got great jobs here in my district. Great companies. Redbud Industries is one of them.
And energy prices is one of the appealing things to bring business to Illinois, and we don't have a lot of those.
No, we don't. And here's another thing. If we can't produce our own energy within the state of Illinois, we're going to end up purchasing it from out-of-state entities. you know, be it Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, we're going to be forced to.
Illinois State Representative David Freese.